This is Intermountain Classics, brought to you by KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Antonio Vivaldi wrote several concerti in which he included horn parts, but only two for a pair of solo horns with string orchestra. These were among the earliest of their kind, for horns were not yet a standard component of the expanding classical orchestra of the mid-18th century. Vivaldi probably wrote these concerti for resident or traveling virtuosi. Here is the English Chamber Orchestra under the direction of George Malcolm. Horn soloists are Frank Lloyd and Tony Chidell. This is the concerto in F major for two horns and orchestra, by Antonio Vivaldi. We've just heard a concerto for two horns and orchestra written by Antonio Vivaldi. This concerto was quite an undertaking at the time due to the fact that valve horns did not exist when the concerto was written. Vivaldi created contrast between the horns and strings with extended trills and embellishments, a technique which was considered quite daring at the time. Featured in this performance was the English Chamber Orchestra under the direction of George Malcolm. Horn soloists were Frank Lloyd and Tony Chidell. The Serenade for Strings in C Major, Opus 48, by Russian composer Tchaikovsky, premiered in 1880. It remains one of the late Romantic era's most definitive compositions. Tchaikovsky intended the first movement to be an imitation of Mozart's style, and it was based on the form of the classical sonatina with a slow introduction. The stirring andante introduction is lettered with double stopping in the violins and violas, forming towering chordal structures. This introduction is restated at the end of the movement and then reappears, transformed, in the coda of the fourth movement, tying the entire work together. We will now hear the Orchestra of St. John Smith Square, conducted by John Lubbock, in Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings in C Major, Opus 48.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Serenade for Strings by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky is often considered one of the Romantic era's most definitive and beautiful compositions. In this performance, we heard the Orchestra of St. John Smith Square under the baton of John Lubbock. For our closing work on tonight's Intermountain Classics program, we will hear the Rosamund Incidental Music, Opus 26, composed by Franz Schubert. Rosamund is scored for soprano, chorus, and orchestra. Some of its excerpts remain among Schubert's most famous pieces. Featured here is the entr'acte number 2, followed by the ballet number 2, an andantino in G major. Once again, we hear the Orchestra of St. John Smith Square, conducted by John Lubbock, in this recording. This is the entr'acte number 2 and ballet number 2 from Rosamund by Franz Schubert.
Thank you.
We've just heard the entr'acte number 2, followed by ballet number 2 of the Incidental Music to Rosamund, opus 26 by Franz Schubert. Performing was the orchestra of St. John Smith Square, conducted by John Lubbock. Thank you for listening to Intermountain Classics, right here on KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Now stay tuned for LA Theater Works, followed by Blues Before Sunrise at 9 o'clock. Good evening and good music.